is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on working on skills and listening to promises at the convention. We could find members of the Acorn Canada Convention delegation wandering lost around the university campus pretty easily, thanks to the bright t-shirts, red t-shirts. They were nicely designed acorn arrows on the sidewalks and signs aplenty, but the campus construction and the different buildings could easily confuse. So a small army of volunteers and staff shepherded people from place to place from the time people got off the buses on arrival. An Acorn Convention is about serious business, so the members had hardly said hello before they were on their way to workshops. Some attracting crowds were disability social assistance, rights and benefits, big turnout, planning chapter meetings, and affordable and livable housing run by leaders from British Columbia, Ottawa, and Toronto. There were smaller sessions that dove deep, like one I listened to for a while and was run by officially by an Ottawa member on social media and action. Participation was key in all the workshops. In that one, they broke into two groups to figure out what they could post on Facebook and tweet on Twitter 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week, and the day of a coming action to help communicate and move members to attend. Thanking the workshop leader later for the excellent job she did, she seemed to breathe a sigh of relief, saying it was her first time doing such a thing, and she'd been so nervous. These workshops help move consensus for the members for actions after the convention is over as well. A workshop on energy essentials was dealing with fights against privatization of public services, especially electricity. Pay equity, child care was a workshop preparing for a future campaign direction to try and win better income support for lower-income families for child care and achieve pay equity for women. Fair banking, Internet for All was a large workshop on the two largest national campaigns for Acorn in Canada and was seeking to hone positions for future actions and negotiations. Nothing like a university cafeteria to make people happy, though, no matter how hard they work. Buffet style with choices of dessert. Wow, is this what life could be like? Members had to be pried out of their seats, but they were ready for the first evening plenary to get ready to rock. Andrea Horthwith, the leader of Ontario New Democratic Party, was a guest speaker after the Acorn National Board was introduced to chants, whoops, and hollers. Ontario is the California of Canada in terms of its size and reach in the country, so it'd be a huge prize for progressives. Leader Horwath loved finding a friendly crowd that roared shame or change again and again as she listed the issues and roared with delight every time she committed that the NDP would join Acorn in the fight. The real applause was saved for the reports from leaders from city to city throughout the country on their victories over the last year. Chants greeted the reports, crying, "The people united shall never be defeated," and "Who are we? Mighty, mighty Acorn." This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.